Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come on. Hello, dear listener. Before we get into today's show, quick ask. If you find value in today's show or you've gotten value out of a previous show, please leave us a quick 5-star review. Be super grateful. Thanks a lot. Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Trevor McGregor. Trevor, are you ready to do this?
I am ready, George. Let's hit it.
I love it. Let's do it. Trevor is a master coach and active real estate investor. He's done over 25,000 hours of coaching, working directly with Tony Robbins. I'm excited to have you on. Trevor, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Well, thanks very much. And yeah, it's a unique story. I mean, I'm from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Grew up, went to university, and like most people, ended up, you know, going to work in corporate. And I soon found that, you know, the corporate world wasn't, you know, exactly where I wanted to be, but, you know, I thought it was my only choice. I was working in a hospitality business. And in my early 30s, the owners asked me if I would like to, you know, join them as a part owner of the company. And I literally, you know, joined them, and I dumped all this money into the expansion of the business and found myself really, you know, not happy doing it and literally lost money doing it. And that's when I turned to a coach to help me figure out what was the next step I was going to take in my life. And as I started to work in personal growth, George, started to work with my coach, I found that there was a new way of thinking and behaving that could radically change my results and my happiness. And that's when I literally, you know, started to invest in real estate. And as I invested in real estate, started to gain some traction buying, you know, townhouses, condos, single family homes. And I really enjoyed that. And as I did real estate and personal growth, people started to come to me, and I found myself coaching other people, you know, on how to, you know, go to the next level in business or in real estate and in life. And that's really, you know, fast forward today, what I've done for the last almost decade now. I'm a high performance master platinum coach. I spent half a dozen years with Tony Robbins and literally, you know, absolutely love my time with the Robbins organization. Now I run Trevor McGregor International, and I help business people, lawyers, doctors, real estate investors, Olympic athletes, literally, you know, take them from where they are to where they truly want to be in all areas. And we have a lot of fun doing it.
Nice. Well, that is quite a journey there. So congratulations on figuring it out, for lack of a better term. And now, as those words leave my mouth, do you feel like you figured it out?
You know what? I feel I figured it out partially, but I always believe there's another level, George, just like you. You know, people literally ascend, you know, into, you know, where they need to go based on oftentimes adversity, or something didn't work out, or, you know, somebody lied to you, or somebody, you know, didn't keep their end of the bargain. But I've really figured out that every problem is a problem of perspective. And the more we look at something from a new lens or a different angle, we start to see things differently. We start to feel differently. And if we take what I call intelligent and inspired action, you know, on what we want rather than focusing on what we don't want, we can start to really move towards our ultimate life, whether it's in our career, you know, our finances, our relationships, our health, or, you know, even our fulfillment. So while I haven't figured it all out yet, I've definitely done enough coaching calls, you know, to where I'd have to be an idiot to see, you know, what keeps people stuck and what allows them to move forward. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it 100% does. I place such a premium and such an enormous value on perspective. And so we're certainly cut from the same cloth there. I think that the more that we can get a sense of where we are in our own lives, but in our communities and in the universe and everything else, that really serves us. Why is that so hard for people to do?
Well, again, you know, for most people, it's their limiting beliefs, right? It's the fact that they literally have formed 95% of their beliefs by the age of 7 to 10 years old. And, you know, where do we get our beliefs? Well, we get our beliefs from our parents. And where did our parents get their beliefs? Well, they got them from their parents, who are your grandparents. And if you think about it, you know, our grandparents grew up in a different time. I mean, a lot of them grew up through the Depression or the World Wars. And so most things, you know, revolve around scarcity or, you know, just be happy with what you have, or, you know, people are starving in third world countries, you know, clean up your plate. And we start to see through that lens of, you know, kind of commonality and just kind of getting by, when that's really not what the universe wants for us. Because if you really understand the work I do, and you take a look at some of the people that have gone on to do some amazing things, they really understand the number one law of the universe. And that law is the law of expansion. And the law of expansion is where we actually have more opportunity, more money, more experiences, more travel, more abundance. Because the opposite of that would be contraction. And if the world were in contraction on everything, it would stop doing what it does so well. And I think people are the same thing. They kind of conform, they settle, they think that going to the next level is too hard, or they don't know how to do it, or they're too old, or they're too young, or they're too whatever. And again, it's all a bunch of BS. And if you think about what BS stands for, and I think you and I both know what it does, there's another term that I use in coaching, because I believe it stands for your belief system, right? You've got to change your belief systems. And it's like that old Henry Ford quote, that if you think you can't, you can't. And if you think you can, you can. Does that resonate?
100%. So the number one law of the universe is expansion. And you talked about scarcity and being small is not what the universe wants for us. So what does the universe want for us?
Well, the universe wants us to literally become all that we can be. That is, you know, we've got a unique opportunity to use our creative genius to go out there and add more value to other people. Because, you know, as Tony Robbins says, there's only six things driving us as human beings. One is the need for certainty. The second is the need for variety. The third is the need for significance. The fourth is the need for connection and love. But as we get to needs 5 and 6, they're really the needs of the spirit. Because number 5, George, is the need for growth, right? You know, because if we're not growing, ultimately, you know, we start dying. So we got to figure out how to grow. And number 6 is the need for contribution. I mean, we all got to get up every day and ask, you know, how can I add more value to my, you know, family, or to my community, or to my employer, or to my country, or to the planet? And the way that we literally grow and we contribute, which are my favorite two needs of the 6 human needs, is to literally realize that we're all here to unleash our creative genius. That is, if you love being a coach, go coach. If you love being an artist, go paint. If you love to sing, go make music. If you love money, go, you know, figure out how to invest or do some accounting or whatever. But I do believe that every single person on this planet has the unique ability to choose not just what they want, right, but who they need to be to go after what they want. And then the big one is, really, why do you want it? You know, because again, if the why isn't there, there is no rocket fuel. There is no juice. Because I'll tell you, times get tough, or we get tired, or life gets busy. So at the end of the day, we really talk about how there's 4 little words that all start with the letter S, as in superhero, that can remind you to really, really play full out as you get ready to ascend. And I'd be happy to go over those with the listener if you like.
Let's do it.
All right. Well, these 4 S's are super powerful. And again, they come from the man, the myth, the legend, Tony Robbins. And they really, really do give you perspective on where you're showing up, you know, each day. And the first one is what we call number 1, state management. And your state management really refers to your focus and your language, right? If you're in a bad state, right, I bet you're focused on what you don't want, right? And I bet your language is probably consistent with, you know, what's not working. Mm-hmm. Because if you literally listen to people in America today, they'll literally say, look, I don't want to be broke.
Right.
They'll say, I don't want to be fat. And they'll say, I don't want to be lonely.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Those are the big three: money, right? Health and relationships. Well, my invitation is to turn that around and switch your focus to where you're focusing on going, I want to be abundant. I want to be in great shape. And I want to have an excellent relationship with my significant other. Because I'm telling you, George, where focus goes, energy flows. Would you agree?
I certainly do.
You bet. And that takes us to number two. And the second S word is your story. And your story is really your identity. Are you a victim to circumstance, or are you choosing and willing to be a victor and move towards victory, right? Because I'm telling you, it's either your super villain that's driving the bus or your superhero that's driving the bus. And for most people, they spend more time in their super villain rather than in their superhero. And so the superhero is an invitation for you to step into, you know, your best self, your highest self, you know, your future self. And if you do some character trait integration and you go, wow, what makes some of the people I admire, you know, go out there and regardless of what happens to them, they always find a way to win. You know, that would be somebody like Elon Musk or a Richard Branson or an Oprah Winfrey or a Tony Robbins, right?
Yep.
These people are still facing challenges, but they've cultivated a state and a story that regardless of what's going on in the environment, they're going to find a way to move beyond it. Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah. Nice.
You bet. And George, that takes us to number three. And number three is really your strategy, right? That is, what are you doing to go from where you are to where you want to be, right? Are you using a process or a process? Are you using, you know, somebody like a coach that can help you, or a teacher, a mentor, an accountability partner? Do you know exactly what you want and the steps that are necessary to get there? Are you reading great books? Are you listening to great podcasts like George's here? I mean, come on. There's a strategy available for all of you out there, but you have to take intelligent and inspired action to go find it so that you can use it.
Nice.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You bet. So if we go, number one is your state management. Number two is your story. Number three is your strategy. The fourth and final S is my favorite, and that is your standards. Number four is your standards. That is, you know, what are you tolerating in your life right now that you should no longer tolerate? Where do you need to draw a line in the sand and step over that line and say, you know what? I'm defiantly committed to excellence. Right? Where in your life are you literally not shining the flashlight because, you know, it's too hard, or, you know, you're making up some story that prevents you from moving forward? Because I'll tell you, George, after doing 25,000 coaching sessions, I can tell the quality of somebody's future by the standards that they own every single day. And so as we marry the state, the story, the strategy, and the standards, if our listeners literally want to check in on all four of those, you can get a pretty good benchmark, you know, of where you're at and what you might need to do with those four S words to grow to the next level. What do you think?
I think it's brilliant. Love it. Love all of them. Standards, such an important thing. I remember seeing, I was watching like an NFL countdown show years and years and years and years ago, and Coach Ditka was on there and he said, you get what you tolerate. And it was just such a profound statement. I'm like, oh my goodness. And that's just absolutely the truth. So,
well, I love that. And if you look at him, you look at Bill Belichick, you look at Tom Brady, you look at LeBron James, you know, Tiger Woods, some of the people that perform at the highest level, you know, think about what Tom Brady's state is during the game. Well, even before and after, think about what his story is. He sees himself as a winner. Right. I think if we go back to the Super Bowl just a handful of years ago, I think the New England Patriots were down at the half something like, I don't know, 20, 25 points. And then Brady steps into the ultimate identity and comes back and, you know, wins the Super Bowl. Right. That's because he had the strategies and the plays and the coaches and the running backs and the wide receivers and the kickers. But I think it's his standard that absolutely his own, you know, being a winner, that allows him to wear those, you know, Super Bowl world championship rings. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's right. So we talked about, or you talked about, really identifying why it is that you want what you're driving towards. How important is that motive? If and what I mean is, if it's just that, and it's not just, I don't want to place a judgment on it, but if it is, I want to be rich because I want to be flashy and I want great stuff, or does it have to be some more, do you kind of understand what I'm asking?
Absolutely. So I love the question, George, because it's got to be way more than that. Because if you have a surface level why, right, it's just not enough to get you to get up early, to stay up late, to hire the coaches, to read the books. I mean, you need to go deep into the levels of why. So if the first level of the why is, hey, I want to make more money so that I can buy great things, that's cool. But why do you want the great things? Well, I want to be able to provide for my family and take them on great trips. Great. Why do you want to provide for your family and take them on great trips and buy great stuff? Well, I promised myself when I was a kid that I would absolutely give my children a better life, right? Be able to save for college or whatever. So I always invite my clients to come up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 big, fat, compelling reasons why what they want is a must rather than a should, because that's, again, what is the rocket fuel or the juice that's going to drive them to go out there and make it happen. And I'll also say that it can't just be for yourself. You've got to include, you know, what is it going to do for your family? What is it going to do for your spouse, your kids, your community, right? That's why I love real estate. As a real estate investor, I love, you know, improving buildings and apartments. I love, you know, giving a return to investors. I love it when tenants come up and say, thank you, thank you, thank you for creating this safe space and this home to raise our family. So again, I think that there's some impact that must also go with that income. And that's really the 1-2 punch, that if you can do something you're passionate about, you're making an impact, it's making an income, then you can absolutely ride off into the sunset and just keep rinsing and repeating. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And I love it. And I think that everybody probably on the very surface level just knows it, but is it like goal setting, where we all know we're supposed to do that too, and budgeting, we know we're supposed to do that too, and all this stuff, but we just, I mean, so for people who are listening and they say, yeah, everything that Trevor is talking about makes sense, the state management, the story, the strategy, the standards, how do I actually get my butt off the couch and start doing this work?
I love the question. So first off, remember that nothing has meaning until you assign it a meaning. That is, it's not good or bad. It's not right or wrong. It's just simply your truth. Because what I invite the listener to do is take, you know, an inventory of their life. You know, where are you currently showing up with goal setting, rated on a scale of 1 to 10? 1 would be, I don't set goals, and 10 would be, I go Tony Robbins on this stuff, right? Number 2, where are you showing up in your diet? Where are you showing up in your relationship? Where are you showing up in your finances? Because the numbers aren't good or bad, right or wrong, George. But as you start to write out, you know, where you're at on a scale of 1 to 10 in each of those categories, you start to see a trend, right? You start to see where you're playing above the line of what's acceptable, and you start to see where maybe your standards need to come up a little bit. And again, I go back to the fact that it's not good or bad, right or wrong. If you're at a 2, the goal is not to get to a 10 necessarily, but for goodness sake, let's at least move from a 2 to a 4 or 5 or a 6. If you're already at a 6, ask what's preventing me from getting to a 7 or an 8 or an 8.5, right? Because my whole premise is built around one primary question. I call it a PQ. And again, it comes from Tony Robbins. And a PQ, a primary question for me is, am I making progress? Am I making progress? Am I making progress in my real estate, in my coaching, with my wife, Lisa, with our 3 sons, with our commitment to travel, all of the things that literally create what I call a fascinating and fun life. But if I don't grow and I don't really take a true inventory, I'll never know what I need to do to improve. Does that make sense?
It does. I love it. Beautiful. Well, Trevor, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Well, again, thank you, George. And I love what you do. And I love that the listeners are open to hearing this. But it's not just about hearing it. My best tip is really about taking, again, what I call intelligent and inspired action. And if you really want to know the secret to mindset mastery, which is what I help people with, it's literally using these four S's. Because at the end of the day, there really is nothing else that you need to default on. If you, as the listener, really, you know, take a post-it note and you write these four S words and you put it on the wall of your office, you put it on your bathroom mirror, you put it on your refrigerator, you put it in your car, right, where you can see it consciously and subconsciously, just absolutely make it active, where you're checking in periodically with your state, with your story, with your strategy, is what I'm doing working or not, but really with your standards. And I guarantee, George, that people will start to move the needle in their life if they apply what it is they've learned today.
Well, I think that that is great stuff that definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
Trevor, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you? How can people engage with you?
Well, thank you again for having me on. Love the show. And George, they can reach out to me on my website. Simply go to www.trevormcgregor.com. That's TrevorMcGregor.com, TrevorMcGregor.com. You can read a little bit more about what I do to help humanity. There's some contact information there, and absolutely love to watch people elevate their game.
Perfect. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Trevor your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to TrevorMcGregor.com. Check out all the great resources that he's got on the site. Thanks again, Trevor.
Thank you, George. Have a great day.
You as well. And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.